Palmetto Mornings on WRHI. Anymore.
It is 8:37 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 37 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today. You can take us everywhere where you go. If you're watching us on Caporium Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. The fifth annual, there's a fifth annual event taking place. It's called the fifth annual Mike Doty Memorial Event. This is put on by our good friend, Amanda Riggin with Hungry Heroes. She is here to talk a little bit about that, as well as she has brought a good friend, a lady we know and love very well, Allison Cleveland, with Visit York County. But here, you're a board member now
of
Hungry Heroes.
For like one whole week, so get the ground running.
That's right.
Well, you know how to make connections.
There you
Amanda
go.
Has made lots of connections, so what a powerhouse team this is. I didn't think you were going to come in back in here after Christmasville. I thought we wore it out welcome with you.
No,
okay.
Never.
Okay, all right. Never. Well, we like you, and of course, Amanda, what you have done in 5 years is truly unbelievable. And what we know about you, you take no glory, you want no praise, but we want to give it to you for
That's
sure.
Right.
But let's bring folks up to speed about Hungry Heroes, how it started, why it started, and what it's been like for 5 years.
I can't believe it's been 5 years. Mm-hmm. After the tragedy, it just kind of hit me. I had never seen York County so broken, you know? And I was just trying to figure out what can I do to help. And I grill a lot, and so I was praying about it, and it was laid on my heart to feed them a hot meal. You know, I think a hot meal is sort of intimate, like a family-style meal sitting together. A lot of them are always on the go, and they don't get to do that. And I'm fortunate enough to sometimes be able to sit with them and hear their stories.
Mm-hmm. And before this, you did grill, but you were like a weekend griller, right?
Right.
Like you, but over 5 years... Like, you have really become a grill master.
I don't know if I'd go that far. I mean, I have, like, my name and stuff, but yeah. I try to look like a grill master. Yeah, just kind of self-taught,
yeah.
And it's mostly pulled pork barbecue because it goes far. You really can't mess it up. I taught Manning how to make one, too. So, but my dad retired last October. And so ever since he retired, I literally haven't really had to cook barbecue at all. Mm. You know, he just said that he wanted to spend the rest of his years giving back. And I was like, you can cook as many Boston butts as you want.
Oh, my goodness. And you've traveled the country, right, feeding law enforcement officers just on a whim, and some when they are in the middle of an investigation.
Right.
I know in Chester County you did that when a manhunt was underway.
Right.
You took time because they're doing a manhunt. They're mm-hmm. searching for someone. Yeah, they can't just run to the store. You came to them and cooked there. What has that experience been like? I mean,
yeah, the one with Chester really hit my heart because Sheriff Dorsey called. It was like 11:30 at night. I mean, I'm already in bed. I go to bed super early. And he was like, hey, we need food. Our guys have been out here for however long it was. And I was like, well, it's not going to be barbecue, but we can get something together. And so we made a few phone calls. Yeah, so a lot of times the events aren't like this one. It's not fun. It's after tragedies or a loss. With the one in Chester, we partnered together with Substation and local places around here, and we took pizzas and subs and whatever we could.
It's remarkable. We're going to get to this event here in a second. But, Allison, how did you all get connected? I mean, this is a great partnership
mm-hmm.
with being on the board. And, you know, Amanda's unstoppable. You're unstoppable. It was great.
A team, right?
That's right. Yes.
No, I mean, it goes back to the Come See Me Festival when I was still helping with that in the Community Service Merit Awards. I mean, she was obviously one of the rock stars and recognized for the effort she had put in then. And at that point, we thought she was amazing. And that was just, what, your second year in,
yeah.
maybe? And just the number of meals and everything, it was just so impressive. And again, that she was doing it from her heart just because it's not the only way, but the best way she knew to make an impact and just let people know that they were cared for and supported. supported and loved. And it's just impressive to see how far it's grown. And it does take community partners. So being able to be involved on this side now and just kind of connecting the dots with a few of contacts I've made over the years that she may not have, it's good to be able to support in that role.
And I think what's cool is that you're taking something that you love and that you're good at, mm-hmm. And sharing it with others. So that can be anything that you have that you can use to make an impact, like a grill and a Boston butt.
That's right. That's all it takes.
That's right.
To everyone's point, Amanda, that's very true, right? I mean, everyone is good at something.
Right.
And so just tap into that, and you are able to tap into something, and truly, you've changed lives, right? I mean, you've got national recognition. You were on the Steve Harvey TV show a couple years ago. I know folks have partnered with you to help you feed our community and law enforcement community. It's really is it overwhelming sometimes once you think about it, or have you slowed down to really think like, wow, this is what we're doing?
I actually got a new phone this week, so now I have a work phone and a personal phone.
Oh.
Which 5 years later, that was late. It's a little bit overwhelming, but having board members that aren't yes people is exactly what I need.
I can say no when needed.
Very true. That is the number one thing we talk about often on this show. In a boardroom setting, you need to surround yourself with no people in addition to yes people.
Right.
Because no people sometimes have some great ideas. Mm-hmm. They might be saying no to one thing, but they're forcing everyone to think another way.
And big picture, not just the here and now. And I mean, be able to think, okay, you've gone this far in 5 years.
That.
What do the next 5 years look like? Oh, and set it up for success. And and I know Amanda would never say this, but she's an inspiration to folks. I mean, even me personally, and just the idea of moving your feet and doing something instead of just saying, oh, I'll pray for you, which prayer is great, but be more active in doing something to make an impact.
So true. All right, let's talk about the event. It's this Saturday from 11 to 3. Or until food is gone. That's my favorite. But kind of set up the time, location, what folks can, families will be able to do and everything.
So we'll be at the Rock Hill Army National Guard right there on Museum Road where the big tank is. We have bouncy houses, all kind of vendors this year. It's kind of like a little fair, to be honest.
Little peanuts, mini donuts, ice cream, and there'll be heaters with a tent too. So even that may be cold
you
outside, you can have your ice cream in comfort.
While it's melting, you'll be
you have to eat it fast.
In
That's
comfort,
right.
For sure. So this is a Hungry Heroes 5th Annual Mike Doty Memorial Event. Free barbecue plates for first responders, military, and veterans. I know that's always standard for you. I love that you do that. Barbecue plates available for a $12 donation. Family-friendly event, as you mentioned. Apparel, games, raffles, and so much more. Will you have your hats there?
Yes.
Will you?
And
okay.
I didn't wear it today because I did my hair today, but
I tried to get one and they were sold out.
Yeah.
So
well,
I'm
need to come out there.
Clearly.
If I don't have my hat on, people don't recognize me. Seriously, they don't. But I do want to say, if you're on duty, if you're working that day, first responder on duty, we have a separate entrance for them to come in and out. So easy access, easy exit, live music. We have like 40-something raffles, so I don't know if it's going to be over at 3.
Yeah.
Because we have so many raffles.
But they do have to be cut off at 2:30. Yeah. So if you are interested, I mean, there's passes for Carowinds, there's the Traeger Grill, there's all kinds of things to be won. But do come before 2:30 if you want to get those tickets in and a chance. And it's a great way to raise money in that sense, too, for Hungry Heroes.
I was going to say, the money goes back to the organization, right? And it just continues to do what you're able to do, help our local law enforcement officers, and then beyond.
Right.
Amanda, as always, it is unbelievable to be sitting here 5 years later. Remember, you came here soon after.
Right.
Like,
after.
It was brand new and just still putting the pieces together, and here we are 5 years later. It's truly remarkable. And Allison, just kudos to you for getting involved once again in our community and helping to be the no person sometimes in a room full of yeses. I think it's just fantastic. Amanda Riggin with Hungry Heroes. Allison Cleveland is on the board for Hungry Heroes. Ladies, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.